everybody, and welcome back to CJ Evolution for Wednesday, July 21st, 2015. My name is Pat Fitzgibbons, and I welcome you back to this brand new podcast for the criminal justice professional like you, hosted by me, another criminal justice professional. And again, this is a brand new podcast. This is podcast number 6, folks. Some of you might be wondering, where has this guy been? He kind of dropped off the face of the planet. The last podcast I did was about a week and a half ago. And the reason, there's a couple reasons. For one, I just took some time off, which you need to do every once in a while, especially in this profession. And two, I got some new software and recording equipment called Sonar X1 LE, which is a great software program for podcasting, and I'm getting to learn that every day. I'm learning more and more every day. I also got a new microphone, so I hope I sound okay. If you could send me some feedback, I would appreciate it at patrick@cjevolution.com. That is my email, or another email, my personal email at pjfitz40@gmail.com. I'd love to hear from you. Folks, I recently read an article today, or yesterday, I'm sorry, in a great publication called Success Magazine. If you don't know this magazine, I'd recommend picking it up. And it's a great publication. The editor-in-chief and creator is Darren Hardy, who also has numerous books out there that I'm a big fan of. I'm reading a book of his right now called The Entrepreneurial Roller Coaster. And as you could imagine, I have a huge interest in business and entrepreneurship. I'm a big proponent of that. But I read this recent article in Success about leadership again and the importance of it. And it basically, the synopsis of this article was about how so many people are in key leadership positions that shouldn't be there. And the reason why this is occurring is, and I think for some organizations, you know, the assumption is if you have somebody who's a star performer, who's a great performer for the organization, that person is automatically going to, you know, a lot of people on the top of the organizational chart think that just because somebody's a star performer in one area, that that's going to translate into being a successful leader. And sometimes that's not the case, folks. You and I know that there's some people that are in key leadership positions that probably shouldn't be there. So it's a great article that I would recommend everybody checking out. Again, it's the latest publication of Success Magazine. This is a great, again, magazine. And I really do believe in self-improvement, which is the reason why I read these publications. I read a lot of books. I believe in self-improvement, getting better every day. I also believe in being versatile. So, you know, I believe in, you know, that sooner or later I won't be able to do my job, or I won't want to, or God forbid I get fired. I hope not. But I will have to fall back on something. So I believe in self-improvement like most people do, and just getting better every day, folks. So, again, great publications. I would recommend you reading them all. And again, self-improvement, very, very important, especially in the field of law enforcement. And I really do believe that you can translate when you're ready to get out of the profession, whatever you're doing in criminal justice. You have so many great skills that you've cultivated over the years that can easily be transferred into the private sector. And again, as a entrepreneur myself, my wife and I have a startup called CJ Evolution. Interesting enough, you can check it out at cjevolution.com. And again, I believe in being versatile, because sooner or later, folks, you'll have to do something else. So that is my little bit of words of wisdom, if it is wisdom to you. I hope it is, for Wednesday, July 21st, 2015. I hope you're having a great day. Folks, the podcast will get longer, mine, as time goes on. I'm still always looking for additional content, you know, things to talk about that I think are interesting for you, the listener. We will start talking about some good topics, interesting topics. There's so many hot topics out there in law enforcement, anything from, you know, use of force issues to the culture of law enforcement now, the kind of the climate of what is going on within the U.S. law enforcement. Things are changing all the time, folks, and some good and some, yeah, I don't know, questionable. I mean, and we could talk about that. I also want to bring some guests on as time goes on, if it becomes a popular podcast, which I hope it will. Everybody, in, you know, from corrections to, you know, DDAs, which are deputy district attorneys, to defense attorneys, to hopefully police chief, and everybody in between, regular officers, street officers, who are the ones that are on the front line, folks. So I hope you're enjoying this podcast. Again, I try to be brief I think it's key to get messages out there very, very quickly, you know, and good messages. So hopefully this was informative, and I look forward to seeing all of you again on our next podcast, folks. I'm back. I never really was gone. Our next podcast is going to be in the next couple days. I don't want to have podcasts every day, folks. I don't. It kind of burns everybody out, I think, unless you have some really, really, and you become popular and you could do this full time. Right now, I can't. But I will try to have podcasts every other day and bring you some good information or good content with each of those podcasts. So, again, if you have any feedback, please shoot me an email at patrick@cjevolution. I hope each of you have a great rest of your week, and I look forward to talking with you again at our next podcast, probably in a couple days. So stay tuned for that. I will upload this podcast to Podbeam, and that's where I'm situated at. You can check me out there and check out my bio. You can also check out my LinkedIn profile. I'm up there, my Twitter account. I have a Twitter account and, of course, Facebook. You can find out everything you need to know about me. Folks, I am the real deal. I am a real police officer in Colorado, like I've said before. There's a couple other podcasts out there that are pretty interesting, and so check them out too. So with that, I'm going to go ahead and close, folks, and have a great rest of your week, and I will talk with you all again soon. Be safe. Bye-bye.